Hey, everybody. It's your weekly Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team, where we help you understand your HVAC system with today's show called How to Master Home Humidity Control Fast. Remember to check out our other podcasts at coolducks.com at the end of the show. Now let's get started with money-saving HVAC tips. Your home's air could be secretly damaging your health, furniture, and wallet right now, and you don't even know it. Most people get humidity completely wrong, treating it like some mysterious force they can't control. Well, I'm about to change that for you in the next 3 minutes. Here's the deal. Your home's humidity is either working for you or against you, and there's no middle ground. When it's too dry, you're walking around getting shocked by everything you touch. Your nose is bleeding like you went 10 rounds with Mike Tyson, and your hardwood floors are cracking like the desert floor. When it's too humid, you've got mold growing in corners, dust mites throwing parties in your mattress, and your house smells like a wet dog that's been sitting in the sun. The sweet spot you're shooting for is 30 to 50% humidity year-round. That's it. Not rocket science, but most folks are flying blind here. Now, knowing when to use what is like knowing whether to put on a coat or take one off. Winter heating systems suck moisture out of your air faster than a shop vac. That's humidifier time. Summer months and basements trap moisture like a sauna nobody asked for. That's dehumidifier territory. But here's the kicker. Buy yourself a $10 hygrometer to actually measure what's going on instead of guessing like you're playing pin the tail on the donkey. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She spent $800 on allergy treatments last winter, going to doctors, buying medications, the whole nine yards. Turns out her furnace had dropped the humidity in her house to 15%. That's desert levels, folks. We're talking Sahara dry. She added a simple humidifier, and her symptoms were gone in 2 weeks. Her doctor was scratching his head, wondering what miracle cure she'd found. If you're using a humidifier, use distilled water. Clean it weekly, like your life depends on it, and keep it away from walls. For dehumidifiers, empty that thing daily. Give it 6 inches of breathing room from walls and change those filters regularly. Skip the maintenance, and you've turned your helpful appliance into a germ factory. Here's what I want you to do today. Step one is buying that hygrometer and measuring your current humidity. You can't fix what you can't measure, and you're probably way off from where you think you are. This one simple step will save you more money and headaches than you can imagine. This has been the Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team. Stay safe and comfortable.